News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Germany Sunday. President Zelensky is visiting allies in search of further arms to help his country fend off the Russian invasion and funds to rebuild what's been destroyed by more than a year of devastating conflict. On the eve of his arrival, the German government announced a new package of military aid for Ukraine worth more than 2.7 billion euros, or $3 billion, including tanks, anti-aircraft systems, and ammunition, its biggest such package since Russia's invasion in February last year. The visit comes one day after he met with Pope Francis and Italian leaders in Rome. Israel and Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant groups in the Gaza Strip reached an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire late Saturday to end a five-day bloody confrontation that killed at least 33 Palestinians, including children and two people in Israel. The ceasefire took effect just after 10 p.m. local time, with a last-minute exchange of rocket fire and Israeli airstrikes that lasted several minutes past the deadline. A PIJ official said Egypt's mediation role was crucial in reaching the accord. The agreement includes a ceasefire by both Israel and the Palestinians and an end to attacks on civilians and homes. Egypt urged both sides to observe and implement the ceasefire agreement. The agreement, however, did not address the underlying issues that had ignited the most recent fighting between Israel and Palestinian militant groups in the Gaza Strip. The threat of the United States defaulting on its obligation looms over the upcoming G7 summit in Japan that President Joe Biden is scheduled to attend. The impasse over the nation's debt ceiling between House Republicans and President Biden could derail Biden's planned trip. He's scheduled to leave May 17th. This is VOA News. Thailand has seen